Hi, I'm Kelly and I'm here to talk about a long-distance run I did in New Zealand. It's called the Long Pathway and it starts at the top of the North Island and goes all the way to the bottom of the South Island. That's 3,000 kilometres. My love of running started when I was 9, when my brothers and I used to go running on my grandparents' farm. I've done marathons close to my parents' home for years, but I had to do some serious training before attempting the Long Pathway. I went to stay with a cousin who lives on the edge of a desert, an ideal place to prepare. Before I left, my best friend set up a website for family and colleagues to follow my progress. My neighbour accompanied me on the trip. She helped with equipment, met me at various points to deliver more food, and was generally my helper. My husband loves running too, but he couldn't get time off work for this trip. The Long Pathway takes you through varied landscapes, starting in the tropical region of the North Island and ending in the somewhat rainy south. Part of the route involves running on beaches. These were deserted, which couldn't have been more different to the beaches where I live. Those are crowded with sunbathers and noisy with people on jet skis and those playing volleyball on the sand. It was a completely new experience for me. It took 2 months to complete the run, and there were a few issues along the way. One of my trainers came off in a stream. I managed to retrieve it, but my sock was very wet that day. I can't tell you how many pairs of sunglasses I broke. The most challenging thing was when I dropped my water bottle. I could have got dehydrated and been really ill, but luckily I had enough fruit to keep me going. Normally I'm not bothered by rain, but running in the New Zealand rainforests, which were incredibly humid, slowed my progress. Undoubtedly, the highlight for me was crossing the mountains. They were so beautiful. I also had to run through some pretty muddy farmland, which isn't something I'd care to repeat. On the Long Pathway, there's a section in the North Island that's 128 kilometres long, where the path disappears and the route goes down a river. At this point, some people take a canoe to cover the distance, which is what I did. Others head for the nearest road and catch a bus to pick up the route further south, but I decided against that. People often ask me what animals I saw on my run. By far the commonest creatures I came across were sheep. They were everywhere. It was thrilling to witness parrots flying over my head and swooping from tree to tree, though the kiwi birds were nowhere to be seen, and I failed to spot any at all. Now you might wonder how a runner can cross from the north to the South Island. Some people swim, despite the fact that the water's sometimes chilly and the waves can get quite high. When I got to the crossing point, there were strong winds, so I crossed what's called the Cook Strait by ferry. I've also been asked if I got injured during my run. Of course, running every day for weeks, you're bound to get bruised legs and scratches on your arms are common. I don't really get that many blisters on my feet anymore. What was an issue for me was my ankles, which became quite swollen. Thankfully, that wasn't until the run was nearly over. Running every day might seem quite boring, but you develop a routine until it becomes something completely normal. My only emotion as my final day came to an end was feeling empty. It's funny, I'd imagined I'd feel so happy to reach the end that I might even cry. But once I'd rested, I felt delighted and really proud.